Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's Radio Pulpit for you. He's worthy of all the praise and worthy of all the glory. That is JC Zwe. So good. And he's just from around the corner. He is our homeboy right here in Pretoria, in Gauteng. Well, you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. And such a blessing at this current moment and time. To be in your house, in your car, in your cell phone, wherever you're listening and tuned in from. It's such an honor. Thank you so much for choosing us as your number one radio station. And it is time to talk to one of the worshipers, one who leads worship, one who is a recording artist, talking to Sir Martino. Martino, I don't want to say your surname. I would like for you, sir, to say your surname. Is it
Malembe.
Aha, bem show. Sabugimosha. How are you, sir?
Greetings, Sibongile Mofokeng, with your listeners on Radio Pulpit. I'm really appreciating the honor to be on Heart to Heart. Thank you.
Wow. So, who is Martino, sir? Let me start. Let me put it correctly. Who is Sir Martino Malembe?
Sir Martino Malembe is a child of God, a born again child of God.
Right.
I'm a husband, and then I am. I've got three boys. and then I live in Molweni, where I'm residing at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a recording artist. I'm a band member.
Hmm.
I'm a project manager and the founder of Press Fire.
Hmm.
Also a studio enthusiast and an engineer with Tino Tankment, which is my own studio.
Wow. So tell us about your relationship, your journey with Christ and music.
Come again.
Tell us about your journey with Christ and music.
Jenny, let's start with music.
All right.
Well, first of all, my mom told me when I was young, I used to impersonate quite a lot of musical people at my time, which is Abo Sipho Hosticks, Mabuse, you know, and I would, I would just imitate and hold the can like that. And then during my school days, I used to have a book that all music. Look, the music that I liked was R&B music, those Boys to Men type of music. When I was growing up in school, I listened to that, and that was what I could relate to at the time. So, and then... people that have been with school with me will know that I would just sing anyhow.
Hmm.
Even in class, during breaks, I would just have my book and sing.
Hmm.
Then later in life, when I was 18 years of age, I joined a group called, it was a quartet called Young Troops.
Mm.
And it's a set of R&B and hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I will just be a singer. I can't be rap or do hip hop, but I could sing the choruses for the group. And then later, when I was 19 years old, I came out to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I became a child of God after a big tent crusade that went into my neighborhood, and that accepted Christ and became a child of God. That's where the journey of me now as a Christian started, when I was 19 years old. During that period of transition, I actually joined a group in Molweni called Lucky and Friends. That's where I knew I was always going to be in music with whatever I do. Music was within me, because at home, my aunt was in a big choir, classical choir of the Lutheran Church, which is Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
They know that the choir is very popular. Sadly, my aunt passed away, but she left that musical thing within me. At early age, I would stand in front of the choir and that choir and things like that. You know, it was a book back then, but that this musical lifestyle was being infiltrated into me at the early age. And then when I started joining the group, the local groups, to try and broaden knowledge in music and I learned keyboard and I learned to play piano at the time, just for me, because I was composing a lot of songs even then. But I wanted to make sure that I do the right things. And then I got, you know, to from local pastor here now, Mr. Mtetwa, who taught me how to play keyboard. And the journey continues where I could no longer sing R&B music. Because of me now being a child of God, now my lyrics started to change to gospel, of which, because as a child of God, there's certain words that you really cannot sing, you know. So that's where my gospel artistry came into about, and here we are now. And then in 2008, I was led to a vision, to start Molweni Youth Praise Project, which it was more of to draw young people into, that God gave me the project that we were doing dances, we're doing music, gumboot dance, things like that. But Mr. Martino is a musician and an artist, so I would look after more of the musical side of the project, of which it still is now, which is Molweni Youth Praise Choir, that is doing wonders as well in the musical scene at this moment in time.
Oh,
sorry, it was a bit long, but the journey has been long, yes.
So now you came into the kingdom. You have now a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. But where you began, you were listening to R&B and all these other people who are not within the kingdom. So who became your role model? Who became who inspired you in the kingdom now? Who were you listening to?
I'm currently listening to Dr. Dumi. I'm currently listening to a lot of American music as well, of which I'm inspired by Kirk Franklin so much, and Richard Smallwood abroad. But from South Africa, the guy that actually the Lord me was KK Kofoto, which he is my major influence in the big. That guy I'm listening to like on a regular basis.
Wow. So you listen to Richard Smallwood and the Smallwood Singers, Kirk Franklin and the family. That's who you were.
Yeah.
So were you singing their songs as well as you were growing in the Lord?
Yes. With the choir, yes. I sing quite with the choir. The choir is more of a joyous celebration type of music, the choir that I lead, and Richard Smallwood type of music. Yes, that's music at Molweni Youth Praise Choir. Yeah.
So you said something about Muruti Kege Pofolo, who inspires you as well, who is still inspiring you from back then up until now. What is it that you get from his music?
I followed his career from Celebration when he did that song he did with Joyous Celebration. I started to see him on
Kimuhlolo.
So, the way he presented his craft, was amazing to me. And as a young person back then, I could relate to him coming into the scene of Jewish cinema. And he brought a different flavor in terms of gospel, you know, presentation. You know, you see that he lives what he sings. And, you know, so inspired vocally as well. I think he's very, very gifted vocally. And the young people at the time, I think, connected very well with him. And he was very young at the time. And then he came up with his project. I followed all of his projects from the beginning, you know. Then he went live, you know, the first project he did. That project I would listen to over and over again, trying to learn what he said, or, you know, how he presents his, you know, his skills in the music. And he has a way of blending the vocals very well, you know. So I've never met him, by the way. But I was so inspired from a distance, yeah.
Wow. So there is a young person who is listening to you right now, who is growing, who just gave their lives to Christ. What would you say to them who they know that they've been called to praise and worship the Lord? What would you say to them about the music that they listen to currently?
I would say that if they are inspired to be in gospel music industry and you know, it is tough currently, you know, but if you have a vision, I'm just going to quote the word of God that says, where there is no vision, people perish. If you have a vision where you need to be, even if you're not there yet, but you have a vision, this is you have identified what you want, and then have a vision to get there. That's all that matters. For you, it doesn't, for one person that's inspired by you know, the music at this moment in time, they need to have a vision where they need to be. Getting there, it's not your problem. God will get you to where you need to be. In order for you, some people will get into the music industry. They blow out quickly. They blow up quickly. It's their journey, but your journey may be different from them. So you need to stick to your vision and stick to your belief that whatever God has given you has a certain, you know, time period. It may take 2 years. It may take 5 years. It may even take 10 years. For instance, it may take 20 years. You know, but you need to stick to what you believe in at this moment in time. So for you to get across, you know, people like Mr. Sir Martino Malembe or any other entity that might be interested into signing you, they will find you in your journey and in your vision.
All right.
That's what I can say. To a young person that is inspired to be in the music industry at this moment in time, especially the children of God.
I hope you will enjoy this one, Mr. Martino Malembe. And that is Keke in the background. Oh. Cherubim, bless your name.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Heart to Heart. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Germany, you and us will say hello to you on something else. And afterwards, Luko Putimkwedi will be with you on Spectrum. Yes, Luko will be with you. I nearly said Ayanda. My tongue needs to get used to Luko on Mondays. So yes, Luko will be coming through at 4 o'clock up until 6 o'clock. Right now, I am with Sir Martino Malembe, and we're talking about his musical journey. And we just gave you the sounds of Keke Phoofolo, and the song that we just gave to you, Cherubim. Where is it again? Cherubim, and it's a hallelujah song. It was one of those that was recorded under the Radio Pulpit birthday album. That was so awesome. So it's such an honor. And we dedicated that one to Mr. Malembe. Now, you wrote a song, Lord, I Thank You. Tell us about that journey.
Yo, God has been good in my life. And your listeners of Heart to Heart. God has been great in my life. So when I was born up until now, I had so many experiences in my life where I shouldn't be here today talking to you. I nearly died three times in life. But God had, you know, there were times where I was nearly shot when I was still at school. But God saved me. There was a time where I had a car accident in 2006, the car was finished. But I got out of that by the grace of God. And, you know, when I was, I've been in Cape Town for the past 2 years, and during the West strike that was that was rife in Cape Town, I nearly died there this year. So I was in the middle of where they wanted to touch me alight. So you know, God saved me in all those things, and I was so privileged in my life to have Jesus, and also being exposed to music. There's so many experiences that I mean, today I'm owning a studio called Entertainment, which has got into the art and has produced quite a number of artists as well. And I'm promoting gospel artists at the moment, of which I was, you know, in the eight awards. I was actually nominated the best gospel promoter.
Wow.
The song started when I didn't get the award, by the way, but the exposure, you know, that one had in the ceremony was massive, you know, meeting a lot of people that are very important in this music we are in, you know, to touch shoulders with those type of people. And seeing what that has brought me through, and that the lyrics of the song came from that night I went to bed. And then when I was in Cape Town, the chorus came through that said, Lord, I thank you. All those were in my heart, so much God saved me from that experience. And the song was complete, and I was far away from my studio in KZN, and then I met a guy in a producer in Cape Town. His name is Awaku Mbuyazwe. They know him as La Soul. I met with him, and I prayed to God that he shows me someone that would be able to produce properly with me, having got an R&B background. That you know, the song to be R&B, 90s R&B that I was listening to, you know, when I was growing up. And then he seemed to align with my vision, and I went to his studio in Cape Town. We recorded the song, and what inspired me around the song was the experiences, the good, the bad, the trials, the tribulations. God has blessed me with a beautiful family and a beautiful home. You know, it's all. I'm giving God praise for everything that He has done in my life. The song came about that.
Wow, the song came about that. We thank God who has spared your life. Otherwise, who would we be talking to today? We wouldn't even know about Sir Martino Malembe. But God has saved. I'm sure it was really scary to see people wanting, desiring to touch your life.
Hey, God really, really, really rescued me there. You know, when the Bible says we have died and Christ lives in us, that's basically me. I long died, those three experiences. I should have died, but it's Christ living in me. So I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I no longer live. And Christ lives in me because he has saved me. I no longer live. I shouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. So I'm living for him now.
Sure. We thank God for your life. Let's take that song, Lord, I Thank You, by Sir Martino Malembe.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 6:57 a.m. The sounds of your life.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Lord, I thank you. You've been so good to me. And that is Martino Malembe. Sir Martino Malembe. Thank you, Lord. Such beautiful music. Not only beautiful, but you can even feel his heart. We can feel your heart in that song. Tumela says, wow, what a testimony. Royal Koli Gifts, hello. How are you? Saying good day, Smo. It's been a while listening in from the Vale Park. And Tulani says, hi, thank you for the powerful testimony to the invited guest. I'm encouraged to stay under the blood. From Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Wow, wow. What a testimony. What a testimony. What a journey with God. And when you say thank you, it makes sense. You understand it. It comes from the heart. It's everything you are saying unto the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sure. So this is your first rendering, right?
That's right, on my own. I've been with Molweni Youth Praise Choir for the past 2 years.
Kin betuna nati se ikela. Ah, kin asna yo apa. Imolweni.
Molweni.
Ewe. Kin betuna di akalela. Ewe. Bring it. We want it.
No, I couldn't agree online. We've got two singles that you released as a choir. Yeah.
Anyway, I can the Lisa's course is Psalm 61. Yemolweni Youth Choir, Praise Choir?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And also Kolwa.
Mnandine Psalm 61 ka.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll show you and Kolot.
Yes, I will pay. Don't stress. I always pay my juicy bongile.
So where to from here for Sir Martino Malembe? Where to from here? What is coming next? Should we expect in the coming years? Yes.
Oh, yes. Actually, you are phoning me from my studio. I'm working on my next single, which should be up by August.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Ngiyabonga. Another
thank you song. Yes. Because you have filled. I guess you're grateful. I mean, there's so many things that you've mentioned that God has done in your life. Yo.
Yeah. The testimony is not finished yet.
Yo. There's more. There's more.
Yes. So no, I'm in my studio at the moment. I'm actually busy on the vocals on the song currently, that's me going forward. I'm still with Molweni Youth Praise Choir. I will never leave that choir because it's a vision God gave me, and we are going to be also publishing some music from Molweni Youth Praise Choir, and we are planning a lot of live performances at this moment in time where we are going live. Mm. And also, Molweni Youth Praise is known for open mic sessions. We're going to have a lot of those as well, because I'm back from Cape Town now. I'm back full-time in KZN. So I'm able to orchestrate all of those things. But as for Ser Martino, yes, there's a single coming through at the end of August.
Mm. And who are you working with for that album?
I'm working with one of the producers in Cape Town. His name is Knowledge Masugu. Mm. I'm also working with my choir, Molweni Youth Praise, for backing. My band is going to be playing on this one. Molweni Youth Praise band.
For us to find your music, where can we find it?
The music is all over social media and platforms like Spotify. We actually have reached 20,000 streams on.
Wow! Congratulations! Congratulations! You deserve this. A standing ovation there. Yeah.
Oh, thank you! Thank you so much. When I released this music, I actually didn't want to be commercial on it, but my producer kept prompting me to record a video as well. There's a video on YouTube,
yeah,
a music video on YouTube, which has reached about close to 8,000 views at this moment in time. I never really wanted to go commercial. It was just a song for me to thank the Lord. I was just happy being at the background of Molweni Youth Praise and background of other artists that I've released. But I had to, give a testimony, and then it's got favor. I want to quote the words that you actually said one day when you said, "I am just a voice, sometimes the face. There is nothing I can do on my own without him."
Wow.
And that's God. So yeah.
Wow. Let him continue speaking through you, through the sound of music, because there's power in music. Ooh, there's power in music. So let him touch more lives, heal, restore, and also empower others. Thank you so much for talking to us. Keep growing, and we will be waiting for your second rendering and more music for you as Ser Martino Malembe, and also with Molweni Youth Praise Choir. And we're going to play out with Psalm 61 by Molweni Youth Praise Choir. Any words on that song? What should we expect as we listen to it?
This was a song that was produced during COVID, and we were just trying to encourage the people of God to have faith no matter what. That song was written in that era just to encourage the children of God and the community in general that, hey, we must just have faith in the Lord, as Psalm 61 says in the Word of God.
Wow. Thank you so much for talking to us. All of God's goodness as you move on, as you move forward to glorifying his name. May he show himself strong through you. Thank you so much, Ser Martino Malembe.
Thank you so much, and ready to put heart to heart. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
And family, that is Molweni Youth Praise Choir in the background, Psalm 61.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.